Good afternoon. I'm Casey Williams.
I'm Mally Dooley.
And I'm Julie Griffin.
And we have been given the honor to have the opportunity to introduce our best friend and past teammate. 3 years ago, the four of us were elected onto the Arkansas FFA State Officer team, which proved to be quite the experience. From battling ghosts, getting lost numerous times, and jamming out to any and all types of music, we've done it together, thick and thin.
She is one of the most unapologetically compassionate people I know. Whether it's a Netflix watch party, an impromptu trip to Branson, or a surprise visit for graduation, she is a constant reminder to embrace life and to be there for the people we care about. She's passionate, selfless, and she is one of the strongest people I know. Her kind heart and her ability to love people no matter the circumstance make her a blessing to everyone she meets. I'm proud to know her and call her one of my best friends.
It has been the greatest pleasure for us to be able to watch her shine this past year. We owe a huge thank you to each and every one of you for welcoming, supporting, and loving our Anna just as much as we do. Please join us in welcoming our best friend and your national FFA secretary for her retiring address entitled A Time for Everything. We're in
Conventions have a really special place in my heart, probably because of the timeline of everything. See, my first National FFA convention was in 2007. And if you ask 7-year-old Anna, she came as a VIP. The truth is, she came with her dad, who was an ag teacher at the time. Now, my last National FFA convention in the blue jacket is this year, 2021. Between the first and the last, I had amazing FFA experiences, but for some reason, it's really easy to appreciate the beginning and ending of things, right? So like our first FFA jacket, first sports win, first concert, or on the flip side, our last homecoming, last competition, last time to see someone, last dance. But I'm curious, if this is your first National FFA convention, if you're a parent, student, teacher, advisor, or friend, and this is your first National FFA convention, go ahead and stand up. Wow. Let's give them some encouragement, y'all. That's awesome. Wow. Y'all can have a seat. Now, if this is your last National FFA convention, or at least the last that you know of, or the last in the jacket you're wearing right now, go ahead and stand up. Let's give them some encouragement, too. That's awesome. Yeah, y'all can have a seat. So between those two timelines, between the first and the last, are thousands of experiences and stories and memories, some good, some not so good. For instance, an unhappy timeline in my experience happened just recently because my dad wields way too much Facebook and Facebook timeline power. Check it out. Not pretty. If we're looking at my convention timelines of national conventions, my first in the blue jacket wasn't too pretty either. See, in 2016, I attended my first national convention in the blue jacket, in Indianapolis, in the National FFA band, and I was so bitter to be there. Yeah, I didn't get to compete in the event I wanted, so I begrudgingly filled out the application for National FFA band, and I am so lucky they let me in. But I was resolved that I was not going to let myself enjoy it, because that wasn't how my FFA career was supposed to happen. But I was wrong. I was so wrong. You see, our timelines are in place for very specific reasons. But instead of the word timelines, I like to use the word seasons. Some seasons of our life are short, some are long. Some have a set timeline in place, like being a teenager or being in high school, and others are a little harder to predict, like joy, sadness, pain, happiness, relationships. National FFA Band was a season of my life I desperately needed. I just didn't know it yet. Sometimes we catch ourselves trying to fast forward through things sometimes. So maybe our friends who set up for their first convention, maybe y'all are ready to be like the seniors who set up for their last, ready to graduate and get out the door and move out and make a name for yourself. And I hear that. But I've learned a lot of things this year as a national officer from a lot of different people. But maybe here's the most important thing that I've learned. There's a reason for your season. There's a reason for your season. We've got to embrace and encourage to enjoy our season. So I've already shown y'all one embarrassing timeline pick, so why not? Here's another one. Yeah, a couple years after the 2016 National Convention, I traded my blue jacket for a blue dress because I was headed to the Volleyball Athletic Banquet Awards. Now, if y'all know me, you know it's pretty laughable that I was going to any kind of reception for athletics. So let me back up the bus. Are any of y'all the tall person in the friend group? Anybody? Yeah, I see some hands. Me too. And y'all, being tall has its advantages, sure. And most of my friends caught up to me by senior year. But a major disadvantage for me was that I had convinced myself I was athletic. So guess who strutted into the volleyball gym, 7th grade, majestically descending down the staircases, ready to own the place? Me. This girl. Little did I know, I would be kicking myself for that decision at times, preferably the times that I wasn't tripping over my gigantic feet or huffing and puffing up and down the once majestic staircase. So it dawned on me as a 7th grader that I had signed up to suck at something for 6 consecutive more years. I get a little bit better every year, but most of the time, I just wanted to take a remote and fast forward through all of it. But remotes don't work like that, especially not in high school. But something really weird started to happen. I stopped comparing myself to my friends who were taller and faster and more athletic. Instead, I found my place on the team, being the biggest encourager. Y'all, I cannot dish up the biggest serve or the biggest hit or the biggest kill, but I could dish up the biggest yell for the girl who did. A little ace, ace in your face, you got served. Yeah, super annoying. But soon, after I continued doing that, I embraced my role on the team. I was able to focus on that a lot more than the bruises and the fatigue. So yes, I proudly zipped up my blue dress and I headed to that awards banquet. And pretty soon, the MVP Volleyball Player Award came up. The name was announced. Wait, y'all think I got it? No. I told you remotes don't work like that. But the next award was a little bit different. This award was called the Charlie Trammell Tiger Pride Award, after the player who exhibited the most grit and positivity during the duration of their sports career. And when my name was announced, y'all, I was more than a little bit shocked. But the truth was, volleyball season was a real season of my life I was able to grow through, not just go through. After I let go of what I thought was supposed to happen and embraced where I was, man, I was able to learn and experience so many things I would need for the next 6 years. When we embrace our season, we're able to soak up valuable memories and experiences we'll need one day. Embracing our season can mean like doing something hard, stepping outside your comfort zone, forgiving someone. It could also mean experiencing loss, the loss of an opportunity, an idea, a position, a person. and digging deep to find out what that loss teaches us. What are you trying to fast forward through right now? Maybe we're freshmen who can't wait to be seniors, or we can't wait to graduate or get our driver's license or be in a relationship and start making money. And I hear that. But there is a reason for your season. Embrace it. Y'all, that Tiger Pride Award isn't hanging up on my wall because I embraced the fact that I sucked at volleyball. It's hanging there because of the next way to enjoy our season after embracing it, and that's to encourage. Y'all, I've met some pretty encouraging folks this year as a national officer, and maybe one of my favorite encouragers is from the state of Mississippi. I got to attend the Mississippi FFA State Convention in the summer, and it was awesome. One night, we had an outdoor dance, and like any good, respectable FFA member, you might be saying to yourself, this isn't a real FFA dance if you don't play fishing in the dark. Mm-hmm. And you'd be right. So we totally played it. So there we were, turning up to those classic line dance tunes this side of the Mississippi. But I tell y'all, okay, dancing in front of people is hard. Dancing in front of strangers is super hard. I'm still the awkward person who dances like in a little line, you know? If I'm feeling really jazzy, I'm going to add some snaps in there. So having some people to teach us a move or laugh with us when we inevitably miss a step makes dancing so much more enjoyable. And there was a girl who's doing just that. I look over and I see this member who's encouraging first-time dancers, experienced dancers, and everyone in between. And she was the same person who'd been hyping me up all week. I guarantee she had no idea how much that meant to me. So after the dance, I went over and I said, Mary Ellen, your encouragement was just what we needed this week. And I remember her smiling and laughing a little bit. And she said, well, everyone needs a hype man. Right there in the humid Mississippi summer night, Mary Ellen reminded me of something I hadn't thought of since volleyball season. And that's this. No matter what season we're in, we can encourage someone else while they're in theirs, because everyone needs a hype man. Who can you consistently encourage? Because here's the thing. We know that there's a reason for every one of our seasons. So what if the reason you had your season was to encourage someone else in theirs right now? What have you experienced that makes you the best encourager for the job? And who knows? Maybe encouraging someone in their season makes yours a little brighter too. Encouraging people can mean like writing them notes, like this one from Tristan from Colorado, one of the most inspiring and encouraging state officers I've ever met. Or like these from the Valley Springs School District. Encouraging people can also mean like verbal praise. So if you haven't heard any in a little while, listen up. Maybe pay it forward for someone else today. You are important. You're smart. And you, you're worthy. We have to embrace our season. Then we gotta take a look around and see who we can encourage while they're in theirs. After embracing and encouraging, all that's left is to enjoy. Now, I've been holding out on y'all a little bit, and in full transparency, I hid something back. So we started at the 2016 National Convention. We headed to volleyball season senior year, then to a state convention. But we need to go back to 2016 one more time, because it was at that convention that my FFA career was changed forever. So there I was in the National FFA band. I was bitter and angry at having my plans messed up, and I was intent on holding out on enjoying it. But I tell you something, I couldn't help myself. I sat in those chairs to my left, and I looked over, and right here stood the National FFA president from Arkansas that year, Taylor McNeil, and I wanted to be just like her. So I decided to let go of my plans being messed up and what I thought was supposed to happen and embrace. I decided that wherever I could in life, I would encourage. And you already saw the outcome of that decision. When Taylor came to visit the band, my mom insisted that we get pictures together. Have y'all ever experienced parents taking pictures of you? You know, you get the, like, finger in front of the camera, and they're, like, shoving other parents out of the way to get the perfect shot. Yeah, I totally understand how that goes. But I'm glad I do. Because in addition to the picture with Taylor, my mom got this one, too. I had never been a secretary in anything in my life. And yet this was a picture my mom insisted on getting. Over the course of the next 5 years, my mom would continue to insist that I would send her pictures of all major life events, and in return, she would give one simple reminder. Enjoy the moment. What's holding you back from enjoying your moment right now? Have you embraced where you are? Have you, like Tristan and Mary Ellen in the Valley Springs School District, have you encouraged others through their season? How can you enjoy the moment that you're in right now? Y'all, embracing and encouraging isn't easy, especially after what we've gone through this year. But I'm choosing to embrace this moment right now. Because even in this season for me, even though my mama isn't here to see me or to take pictures of me, she told me when I stood behind that secretary station 5 years ago, and all I could do was dream. She said, enjoy the moment. And I am. And we all can. It might not be easy to embrace a season you didn't ask for, or a season you're ready to leave, or a season you don't think you deserve. But here's what I know to be true after repeating it to myself hundreds of times this year when I lost my mama. There is a reason. There is a reason. There is a reason for your season. There's a season for everything, and a time for every purpose in our life. So let's embrace it. There's a time to weep and a time to cry. So let's be there to encouraging each other when they're in that season. But rest assured, there's a time to laugh and a time to dance. So let's enjoy it. Never forget. Even if we don't know what it is right now, there is a reason for your season. There's a time to laugh, a time to cry.
While we may debate over whether Arkansas is truly home to the Ozarks,
it is.
Well, there is certainly no debate that it is home to the sweetest Southern gal. Thank you for loving us as much this year as you've loved where you come from and the Arkansas Razorbacks. Woo pig! Thank you for teaching us about all things movies, music, literature, fine arts. Your eye for beauty in art has translated into an eye for seeing the beauty in other people this year as a national officer. This season of life has proven your level of grit, and you've continued to go above and beyond to serve others well. We have no doubt that the next seasons of your life will be even more beautiful because of your work in this one. Anna, you make every single person that you meet feel heard, affirmed, and encouraged. You have made us feel so loved this year, but never forget that we love you to the moon and back. No matter how far apart, always together at heart. Love David, Paxton, Doster, Artha, and Miriam. Members and guests, your National FFA Secretary, Anna Mathis.